We wanted to do, Be'ezrat Hashem, is to try to continue to define what the definition of Hezekiah is according to the different Rishonim, especially according to Rashi and Tosfot. What we've seen already from the Ramban, but we started today, if you remember correctly, on Beis Amabes. The Gemara had said Hezekiah Lav Shmei Hezek. The Gemara had asked in the middle of Beis Amabes, how can you say, and we got this from yesterday, excuse me, because we ended off asking, how could it be, according to the Rashba, that if you say Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, Mr. Rawson, how could it be that the Chatzer is greater than the Gina? Why would that be true? The simple Pshat in the Gemara previously was that the Gina is worse than the Chatzer. So why would we say that the Chatzer is even worse than the Gina? Hopefully we might answer that. If not, you'll see that in the Kilas Yaakov, dealing with yesterday's sugya about the Minog of not to build a wall. Hopefully we'll try to bring it full circle today for the next hour. So today, within this, as an extension or a continuation, we saw that the Gemara said, Hezek, Riyah, Lav, Shmei, Hezek? Is that really possible? The Gemara says, we have a Mishnah on Daf Hei that says, Toshma, Kotel Chatzer Shenafal, Mechayvin Oto Livnot Adal Namot. So the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that you have a kotel of a chatzer that fell. We are mechayiv you to build it ad dal ramot. So what's the proof of the Gemara? The proof of the Gemara is it's ad dal ramot. The Mishnah already told us, why do you need dal ramot? Because of Hezekiah, Shmei Hezek. How can you hold up the opinion Hezekiah loves Shmei Hezek? Answer the Gemara, nafal shiny, nafal is different, which we wanted to explain. The Gemara says, udekarile my karila. So I looked at the Mishnah. When we asked the question, isn't that obvious that nafal is shiny? What were we thinking? The Gemara answered, seifa ishrichle. I need it for the seifa, because the seifa of the Mishnah says that you only can mechayiv him to build up to four amos. Midalat amos ulamala, even, this is my addition right now based on what you've seen already, even if the original the wall was 6 amot or 7 amot. Here, seemingly, because the reason of this wall is Hezekiah, therefore, you can only mechayiv you up to 4 amos and no more. So within this, we asked, what is going on with Nafal Shaini? What is going on here? Meaning, even according to the opinion of Hezekiah, Lav Shmei Hezek will admit by Nafal Shaini. So here we started seeing a major, whether it's going to be a machlok in Rashi and Tosfot or not, that's what we had to start seeing. So we saw Rashi. So we have Nafal Shaini. Okay, Rashi says what? Go ahead, Mr. Ross, what did Rashi say? Rashi explains it. Read it inside. Shekvar. So, how do you understand it before seeing everything?
Since either that the initial people who owned the houses wanted the wall and built it, or when you initially built it, you wanted it.
Okay. So there are two ways. What? Good, you already tell me both of these opinions. Okay, a little too fast for me, but that's fine. What tipped off the Rishonim to say what you had said about two different... What are the problems here? Understanding what he's saying. There's a conceptual problem over here, and there is a word problem. What's the word problem? The word Rishonim. That when you read it, you should have said. What do you mean Rishonim? What should it have said? Either Barishona. What else? Either Bahatchala. Shekvar Nitratzu Bahatchala. Which is what I... Or just Shekvar Nitratzu Bakota. They already agreed to it. They already agreed to having a wall. Correct? What is this word Rishonim? And I showed you the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch asked this also, the Sefer of the Pnei Shlomo, which I sent you. Okay? He pointed out that this word is problematic. What is Rishonim? Just say either Shekvar Nitratzu Bahatchala or just say Shekvar Nitratzu Bakota. That's one problem, which is a technical problem within the actual terminology. What was the other problem? Let's say it means what? That they actually agree. That really means Shekvar Nitratzu, that they agree. So what type of question did you see from the acronym?
And why don't we actually make them hold to their initial agreement completely? Meaning, if they had built it six 6 amos, we don't make them build it 4 amos.
Oh, so who said that? That was the Maran. Say the opposite of tree? What's the opposite way? Who cares that I... Who cares what I agreed initially? Meaning, that you saw the Chazon Ish talked about that also. Which means, two questions. If you understand Rishonim to mean that what? We built the wall initially and we agreed to build it. So therefore what? So according to Rashi, how do you understand it? Without going the other things. So without going into the word Rishonim, meaning originally, what does it mean? One way to understand Rashi is what? Since we agreed to what? To build the wall when we first came together in the Chatzer. I'm not talking about other owners. Okay? Since we agreed to build the wall, therefore what? What's the assumption now within this Rashi? Why is it not more shiny? Since we agreed to build the wall, therefore what? I mean, therefore what? I mean, Rashi doesn't say the therefore what. What is the therefore what? What's the therefore? What? Since we agreed the first time, then what?
There really shouldn't be a problem with rebuilding.
Why is there no problem with rebuilding? Not only no problem, I can force you, after it's fallen, to rebuild it. Why is that? Because what?
They both agreed already to build this beginning.
What did I agree to build it? I agreed to build it. A wall. And now comes Rashi. The Chiddush of Rashi would be what? Not only this wall, but what happened? I agreed to build a wall. Ladeyad. Correct? Even though Rashi doesn't say that, seemingly that's without going into the crazy lumbus here about Rishonim for a second. The simple shot is, since what? Kavan dinisratu libnot kotel, then what happens? To use the language of the Chazon Ish, nishtabed nechasai libnot kotel acher.
What's nishtabed?
To subservient. A lien. Meaning, it's not, or not, for it's not, let's say what it is. He says, since we agreed to build a wall, even though normally Hezek re'alav shmei Hezek, but once we agree to build the wall, then what happens? Then I agree not only to build this wall, but I agree to build a wall. That there's always going to be a wall here. That's why...
Now the question is that... Like,
the question is going to be, according to that,
is that agreement on the person or on the property itself?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. The question comes back to is with that is... with I'll take one part of your question, which is that really true? Meaning, did I really agree to that?
Well, can't you also ask, you know, is this promise to, you know, have the building walls for eternity if it falls down? Is that, do you connect that to the owner of the property or the owner himself?
Good. It's a good formulation also. That's going to also depend on the Rishonim piece. 100%. Right now, I'm not up to that Rishonim piece. I'm just sticking with the first chapter. Right? What you're saying is very much connected to, if I understand Rishonim as the previous owners. Okay, and that's where you go on to the actual karka, which we have to understand the loan spot. That we will in a second. Okay, 1 second. So the question within this is, if that's true, how do you know that's true? Ha'im ze amiti? Ha'im ze emet? Is this really true that once I agreed to this wall, I agreed that we're going to have a wall all the time? Okay? That was one of the questions. That's how even the Chazon Ish brings that down also. Okay? The second piece before we have that, the other way of understanding Rishonim is what? That's what Mr. Ross had said, that Rishonim is what? It's even more of a Chiddush. This is what the Pnei Shlomo brought down also, which is what? Rishonim is the original owners. The Rishonim is the original owners. Baalim, Kodmim, or Mikorim. Since they did it, now the what? The second owners come and what? Have bought it, and now it falls. What happens? They have to follow. What do they have to follow? The original owners. Okay? They follow, we say the second owners here. Okay, which means to follow. Ma shekanu bechatzer meikam. These are the two interpretations of Rashi over here. Correct? Oh, so that's the question. The question comes over here on this idea. The question Mr. Tuckman says, but how, why should the second owners be subjugated to what happened to the first owners? Right? That's a question we have to ask, right? Why does the second owners come subjugated to conditions of first owners? Correct, Mr. Duckman?
Yeah. Also,
okay.
About the first question, it would seem like the people that first built the kotel, that it would always apply to, that you would always have to want the same kotel, because when you build a kotel, you don't have the intention of it breaking. You don't spend money on something and say, oh yeah, hopefully this will break in 20 years, then I won't have a kotel.
So you won't say hopefully it'll break, but you'll say, oh, maybe I can use it to adapt, which is strongest because the walls of prison has
right. The question is, could you make the ukimta? Can you make the ukimta that I now, what that, and therefore you could force me to build the wall, as opposed to?
I think so. Because
okay, that's our discussion. Good. I hear what you're saying. That's exactly the discussion. Let's continue going, see more. We can continue discussing. What does Tosafot say? So according to this opinion within Rashi, this is the reason. Nafal Shani, therefore, that Kuli Alma, in this case, what happens? Hezek Re'iyah will be Shmei Hezek. But really, normally, right, this we're saying, normally, we're saying Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. Right, that's what's going on according to this opinion in the Gemara. But over here, because of Nafal Shani, Hezek Re'iyah, everyone's going to agree it's a Hezek. That's what one of these two interpretations of Rashi. We have big questions, as we will see, from the Maharam, the Marashah, the Chazon Ish. We're going to figure out, we're going to put it all together, I hope. What is Tosaf saying with this in the same exact, right? The same exact thing. What does Tosaf say? Please read it. Why is Nafal Shani? He says, Shehur gulu laso davar atznei b'chaz. Shehur gulu laso davar atznei b'chatzer. And then what else?
Lo
lamdu lizaher zeh b'zeh. Or zeh mizeh. Okay? So the question is Tosfos agree with Rashi? That's the question. All right. Now that everyone's smart enough, because you saw the Maharam, the Marashah, let's quickly look. According to the Maharam and the Marashah, Tosus is arguing on Rashi. Tosus is arguing on Rashi. Okay. According to the Maharam, if you looked at it, Maharam Lublin, if you looked at it inside, what did the Maharam say? The Maharam said, because the Maharam understood it like the Pnei Shlomo. Correct? The Maharam understood. Nearly the Perushu came. Why did Tosfos say a whole other pshat that since, why in this case is Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Because we've gotten used to doing Davar Hatzneya B'chatzer. We're going to come back to this definition in a couple minutes. And lo lamdu lizaher zemizem, therefore it's Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. Why does he say that? Why does he not go like Rashi? Explains the Maharam. Mishum dekasha lehu al perish Rashi. The pireish nafal shani shekvar nitratzu at Rishon Makoto. Asks him, number one, kima lo l'rishonu. What is his question on the board? Where is he asking? Where is the Maharam here? Yeah, which one? Is it this one or this one? Maharam here.
First one.
What first one? Kima lo l'rishonim. How'd you understand Maharam?
So,
you're going back and forth? Come on.
I mean, before I saw the name, come on. I read the first one, but then it makes more sense to read the
second one, right? The Maharam seems to say, Ma lo l'rishonim. Right? This seems to be the Maharam's first question. Right? What does this have to do with the Rishonim? Why should the second owners become subjugated to the conditions of the first owners? That seems to be question number one of the Maharam. Question number two of the Maharam is what? Question number two of the Maharam seems to be Bovnei Manavshach. If we actually do go, if we're going after the Ratzon of the first owners, right? So then why are we only going after the minimum of Dal Amos? We should go back to what they originally wanted. Obviously the assumption is that it originally was what? It originally was bigger than 4 Amos, because that's the whole Chiddush of the Gemara. The whole Chiddush of the Gemara is, do not think that we what? That we have to build more than 4 Amos. Because the idea is Hezekiah, but according to this, if we go back and we follow Mashikonu Bechatzer Meikara, if that's what the pshat is, that you go after the bottom of the Kodman, so then the question is, and really it should be more than Dalet Amos. That's what bothered the Maharam of Rashi. And that's what he also says when he says, comes the Marsha and says a different pshat. What does the Marsha say that Tosus disagrees with Rashi? The Marsha says, "V'lo nichaluhu k'perush Rashi." That what? The Hami did not fall. The Haya Sham kvar kosel ain't a muchrach shenitzratzu kvar bakota. Comes the Marsha and says, "Who says?" Tosus says, "Who says that this is actually the Metzias in the Mishnah and Daf Hei?" Correct, Jason? Who says that what? Who says that they actually, the case is that they actually agreed to what? To build a wall in that case. And therefore, as a result of that, Mishtabei, the Chasai, did note Kotel Acher. Maybe the case of Nafa Koso is what? A guy took initiative. In that case, it did what? And he built, comes the Marsha. And he says what? The Ema, maybe came in the Yishbo Din Chalukah Hechad Hechnis B'toch Shalom. Maybe what happened? Maybe the case is not came of Shin Nisratzu. Maybe the case of Kofel Shin Nafal is what? Is I did what? I took an initiative. Okay? So what's the case then of Shin Nafal now, according to the Marsha? He says possibly, right? Dilma, possibly, what's the case? The case is I have this Chatzer. And now what happens? I build it on my side. Okay? I build it on my side. And therefore what? If I built it on my side, who says that now afterwards, if we close the door, who says that afterwards I can now force you? Okay? That's the Marsha. Okay? And therefore, what? You do not have this concept of what? Who says that we have this concept of, oh, since you agree now, say, even if not foul, you have the shivu nechasai lidnov. Who says? Says the Marsha. Ha'im ze be'met? Two levels. Number one is that really true? Just because maybe I only agree to build a wall right now. That's number one. Number two, as the Marsha asks on Rashi, meaning thinking like Tosfot, that what? Number two is that maybe this case is not actually Ratzu. Maybe the case of Nafal is not actually Ratzu. If you look at the Chazon Ish, that's what the Chazon Ish brings down. Chazon Ish in Siman Aleph Ot Aleph brings down this Marsha. He says, "A perish Marsha to lo nichlu perish Rashi. De ritzui kama chashiv ritzu leolam." That Tosfos didn't like Rashi to say that my original agreement is something that's long term. The pole shiabud mechasam machzor v'libnot. Dein echriya, dein hechra. It's not 100% clear that that's true. The masnis and the ayin the kotel zeh shenafal nivnei b'shutfos. Who says in the case of Daf Hei of kotel shenafal? Who says in the case of shenafal that was actually built together? Well, if he's there, maybe comes the Chazon Ish, if you take what the Marsha says and go one step further, if my Nafal Shani, so what could be the case then? What could be the case, Mr. Ross, is that I built it myself on my side. He says, according to this, in Echad Kines Latok Shalom Bana, if I went into my own field and I built it, the Achar Kach, it fell down, then what, according to this, maybe I could what? Kofeyu Achar Kach, to join with me together, because we're saying Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek in this case. Now he starts already saying what he's about to say. Kevon Shehur Golasos Mili Detzmei, and the Chazon Ish doesn't like this. Flom is stabbing that I can force you to do this. Yezem Margil Atzmo Mili Detzina, that because I on my own side am going to get used to the Dvarim Shemitzina doing in my side of the Chatzer, and I'm building on my side, since I got used to it, I'm going to force you now, once it falls, to what? To have to pay. He says it doesn't make sense. Who says that just because I want that you could do that? You, the other person would say, okay, go unlearn it. Right? Why would I have to pay for your habits? The other guy, but rather says the Chazon Ish, what's pshat in Tosfot, el adinira kabanas Tosfot, deina davar muchra, de ritzu ya hashka hu shibu nechasim lola. Okay, comes the Chazon Ish, and Chazon Ish asks this question. Okay, the Marsha. Okay, the Marsha asked, right, what we have here, these are the kushyot. That the Marsha asked over here, Haim Zebemet Ritzoi. How do you know that this case is actually that they agree? Maybe it's this case. Maybe it's that he decided to do it on his own. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, is this really true? That what? Once, according to Rashi, that Nisrat said with no kotel, Nishtabe Nechasai with no kotel acher, says the Chazon Ish, Elanir Kabbalah Zatosus. The Inat Dabar Mukhrod, the Ritzri, the Hashem Shibu Nechasim Olam. Hayadin, no, saying the Yachulitan, I claim to Mr. Berger, Lo Nitratze El Kotel Echad, which is what Tuckman didn't like. But I could say, I only agreed to do what? To build this wall. But what happens? But now, the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, Mr. Rawson, is that what? As opposed to these questions, and what happens? That it's a machlok between Rashi and Tosfot. Comes the Chazon Ish and says what? It's not machlok, it's in Rashi and Tosfot, but rather it's what? Tosfot is mashlim Rashi. It's really two sides of the same coin. That what? You need Tosfot's coming to explain why I don't say this. Why don't I say that King of the Nisratza maybe it's only for that wall? Comes Tosfos to explain Rashi. Now he explains it in one of two ways. Elanira Kamala Satosfos. Deina Dabar Mukhra. De Reed Soida Hashtum Shiva Nechasim La'olam. Faya Adina No Saint Yachol Lidon that you could claim Lo Nisratza only for one wall. Ela Kavon Shinisratza Lakotel. Comes Tosfos to now finish up Rashi. That since I was misrazed to the wall, kfar yodea, she yurgal amili detzneya. And what happens? As a result of me agreeing to the wall, it's built into a mitzias that what's going to happen, that now I'm going to start habituating myself and getting used to doing, to basically, to be frank, to start eating in my box or some popcorn, because everything is what? It's private over there, and that's what's going on. And therefore, what? As a result of that, therefore, that's one way to explain it. The other way he explains it, he says the Efsha that came in the Sofen and the Kofo, he says at the end I'm going to be able to force you, Mimila. So therefore, one way to explain it is that since at the end I'm going to be able to force you, therefore, really, Ritzui the Hashka is Ritzui the Ola, that my original agreement is binding. Because the bottom line is, once you accept that wall, the Metzios, as Tosfos now comes and adds on to this, that it's not a machloket. But Tosfos is just saying that since you agreed to that first wall, the bottom line is what's going to happen. You're going to be murgal asov davarat sneha b'chatzer. You're not going to, as Mr. Kadri had said, you're not going to make any distinction between public and private matters. And therefore, at that point, the Metzios is going to become Hezek Riyah. Shmei Hezek, and therefore I force you. At the end, therefore, Sofo Mochiach Al Tchilaso. Second thing he says, Ve'efshad Ve'emetzeh, Shehur Gav Emili Did Stega, doesn't change the din that it's going to be Hezek Ria. Came the calls out, Sami Daito. Maybe I did it. Ella Amdin Daito, Diritsuyav Hula Olam, Cave on the Yargilu, the Mili Did Stega, Ve'ehechach Lenot Mechadash. Lefizet Perish Rashi V'Tosfos Chada Milsa. That what happens? He says, what's the second way to explain it? It's not that it changes the din that there is Hezek Ria. Why? Love you. The cave on the Koza Asa Midata. Maybe, is he saying about this case? Hey, now he's talking about this case that I said that I did not my son. Do you understand it that way?
No.
No. It's even that we both agreed to do the wall, correct? And therefore what? But he says, El Amdina Data, it's basically a Umdana de Muchach. It's basically a built-in circumstantial evidence. The Ritsuyavu Olam, basically, even if he doesn't explicitly state it, it's built in since Yargilu Bimili Dev Sneya, you're going to get used to this. Bottom line, what we have so far is dependent on the Maharam or the Marsha with Machlokas Rashi and Tosfot. According to the Chazon Ish, they're complementary in each other. Very nice. That was step one. Let's go to step two. Step two, what I asked you to see, was this concept of does, assuming that it's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfot, not like the Chazon Ish, assuming it's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfot, we can now go back and explain the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfot in two different ways. Okay? Within some of these questions also. We're going to explain the Machloket of Rashi and Tosfot in one of two ways. Okay? Let's explain. First of all, if you assume that they argue, let's figure it out. It could be that they argue within the definition of Hezek Re'ia, whether Shmei Hezek or Lav Shmei Hezek. Let me explain what I mean. Tosfot here said what? Tosfot says, really Hezek Re'ia Lav Shmei Hezek, but by the case of Nafal Shain, why? So what does it mean? Shehur gulu laso davar etznea b'chatzer. Now he continues, but if you would have stopped right there, what would you have thought? What is that Hezek Re'ia now that's come? Normally Hezek Re'ia lav shmei Hezek, but because of Nafal, how do you understand Tosfot? Tosfot, what I would have said is what? What is Tosfot saying? But since I've gotten used to doing dvarim shebe Sina, now without the wall, I can't do the Dvarim Shebet Sina. Meaning, according to Tosfos, if Tosfos would have stopped right there, it sounds like, what is the definition of Hezek Re'ia? I can't do my private matters. Without this wall, I can't do my private matters in my chutz. What? I'm not sure yet. I'm not even sure there yet. Because Mini Atashmish might not be a definition of private matters. Mini Atashmish might mean my production of doing lots of Lavdafka Mutitsniuta. Mutitsniuta sounds like I want privacy. It's Lavdafka even specifically Mini Atashmish. We'll get back to that in a second. Because Mini Atashmish doesn't necessarily have to be equal to Mutitsniuta. Now, if you look, if you establish that, look at Rashi. Rashi and Dav Gimel Manav. Rashi and Dav Gimel Manav, when talking about the question, when the Gemara had said, is it really Hezek Re'ia Lav Shmei Hezek? The Gemara says, we have a case at the end of Beis Amud Beis of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Gaga Samach Chatzero, Chatzer Chavero, Osim Lomake Gavol Dal Amos. So the Gemara says, ooh, Hezek Re'ia Shmei Hezek. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, no, Shani Hasam. The Amar Le, the Baal Chatzar, said to the Baal Gag, Lididi Kvili Tashmishi. The Baal Chatzar said to the Baal Gag, I'm Kavuach. But Liditcha, but according to you, Mr. Baal Gag, I don't know what to do. Lo Kvil Cha Tashmitcha, you're working on the roof. Sometimes at 4 in the morning, sometimes at 3 in the afternoon. V'lo Yadana B'Hayin, I don't know what's the time, when to go in, when to go out. Di Itzdani Aminasta, I can do my Dvarim Shebet Sina. Comes Rashi, and Rashi says in that top Rashi, which I asked you to see, I don't know when I could do my private matters within the chatzer because you are not what? Predictable. But in a regular case of chatzer says Rashi, explaining why normally it says Hezek Rialav Shmi Hezek. What does he say? Says Rashi. Aba chatzer hachaluka l'tarvayu. Kviyo tashmishe. It's very set. L'kolachad michalko kol sha'ah. V'lo av di ba mili ditzina. What does Rashi here say? V'lo av di ba mili ditzina. And therefore it's what? Therefore it's what? Therefore it's Hezek Riyal Lav Shmei Hezek. What is Rashi saying? He's explaining why in this case is it Hezek Riyal Lav Shmei Hezek. Because what? Since we all know that you're watching, and it's all set, I'm not going to do my mili ditzina. So what? And what's the chiddush now according to this? According to the opinion of Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek, according to Rashi, one would have claimed that what is the Hezek? The Hezek is that now as a result of you looking, I can't do my private matters. Comes Rashi and says that is according to the opinion of Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek, that is not considered Hezek. Does everyone see what I just said? Should I repeat it? According to Rashi, he says, we're in the opinion that says Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek, but the case of the Gog looking over the Chatzer is different. The case of the Gog looking over the Chatzer, it is unpredictable. Since it's unpredictable, I can never know when I can do my mili ditzin at all, and therefore, it's a problem of what? It's a problem of Hezek Rial, according to everybody. But here, what? By the regular case of Chatzer without a wall, everybody what? Everybody knows that you're working all the time, I'm working all the time. And therefore, even though, as I'm adding the word, even though, it's not even though, I'm not going to do my mili ditzina. V'lo avdi ba mili ditzina. I'm not going to do my mili ditzina. And therefore, there is no Hezek Rial. There is no Hezek Rial. What's the chiddush of Rashi? Seemingly, the chiddush of Rashi is, according to the opinion of Hezek Rial, Lav Shmei Hezek, that me, you watching me within my chatzer, and as a result of you watching me, that prevents me from doing mili ditzina, that is not considered as a griya. Is that very clear?
Is it because you're not going to do mili ditzina as a griya?
That, meaning, one could have said the opposite. Meaning, you could claim, you know what the machlok is, the opinion of hezek griya shmei hezek versus hezek griya lav shmei hezek, is this point. Because you're looking at me all the time, I'm not going to be able to do my mili ditzina. By me not being able to do my mili ditzina, that's a big deal. You're preventing me from enjoying my couch in my chatzer. And I'm not going to be able to eat popcorn there in that way of and my own privacy, my own home. Comes Rashi to say, that's not considered Hezek Rial. According to the opinion of Hezek Rial Rav Shmei. Now, let's go read this Tosfos again. Does this Tosfos agree with this? Tosfos had said, seemingly, what does Tosfos say over here? Tosfos says that the case of Nafal Shiny, why is it Nafal Shiny? Shehur Golu La'asot Dabar Hesnea B'chotzer. So if it would have stopped there, if it would have just stopped there, what does it sound like? If I would have just stopped there, I would have said, oh, you know what the reason why Hezek Rial Shmei Hezek in the case of Nafal Shiny? Because now, what happened? I started getting used to what? Doing Dabar Hatzneya B'chatzer. And now, as a result of the wall now being fallen, I can't do the Dabar Shabbat Sinna now. And therefore what? It sounds like then now what?
That it is Hezek Rial.
It would sound like at this point that this is a machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. That Tosfos seems to be saying that what? If it would have just stopped there, Shehur Golu La'asot Dabar Hatzneya B'chatzer. Then what happens? Excuse me. Shehur Golu La'asot Dabar Hatzneya B'chatzer. I've gotten used to Dabar Hatzneya B'chatzer. But without the wall. that without the wall, since there was a wall, so hurgulu lasot davar hesneya b'chotzer. Okay? And that's why Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. But without the wall, then you would say there's absolutely no problem of Hezek Ria because I'm not going to do Milin Katsina. Oh, that's agree. What's the problem? That's, I would have said they would agree if he would have stopped there. But what happens? He doesn't stop. He continues. And he says, Lo Lamdu Lizaher Zemizem. The implication by adding that, if it wouldn't have added this, I would say it agrees. You would say it agrees. That what? That the only problem why it's a Hezek here is because I've gotten used to it. But what? But if without a wall, then there's no problem. That I would have said Rashi agrees with Tosis. The problem, he adds these words. What are these words? Lo lamdu lizayir zebazeh. What's the implication of lo lamdu lizayir zebazeh? What's the implication there of Tosis Jesse? What does it mean for lo lamdu lizayir zebazeh? As a result of me getting used to doing davarat zneya b'chatzer, I have not learned to what? To be careful. And therefore it's Hezek Ria. The implication would be that without the wall, what would happen? Without the wall is that I could do what? Is that I could learn to be careful and do the Dvarim Shebet Sina to be careful. Meaning, as opposed to Rashi who says, not going to do Mili Ditzniusa is not considered a Hezek. No. Tosus would disagree with that. Tosus would say, not going to do Mili Ditzina is considered a Hezek. But what's the issue? According to Tosus, the issue is that the problem is whether I can actually learn about it or not. According to Rashi, what's going on? I can learn to what? Be able to do a Dvarim Shebet Sina in what? And be Zahir from my neighbor. Seemingly, this would be a machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi. Let's go over 2 points. Everyone please wake up. If you haven't stuck with me, now you can get stick with me for these last 2 points. Last 2 points, everyone open up the Minchas Asher. Minchas Asher claims 2 other ways to explain this machlok. Minchas Asher, if you have the end of page Hey, which you had in previous shiurim. If you don't have it, it's only 2 lines. And we will explain both Machlokas Rashi and Tosfot, possibly, and also whether it's not a Machlokas Rashi. Explains Rav Asher Weiss that it's possible based on the Chazon Ish, they don't argue, as we had seen. But rather, what Rav Asher Weiss says, it's based on the so that we've said till now. He says, Vanir Bazek, the Be'emet Shnei Antrachim Shol Rashi V'Tosfot Mushtatim Al Darkeinu Anav. Explains Rav Asher Weiss, if you want to say like the Chazon Ish, that really they're not arguing, so he explains it in a different way. The Chazon Ish had explained that this one is just Mashlim. This Svara is Mashlim. The Metzias, how do I know that it's not just one wall? How do I know that he did it for the whole idea? So it's either circumstantial evidence or it changes the din. Comes Rav Asher Weiss and says it's the exact shita we've said till now. And both Rashi and Tosfot, Mr. Kobe, agree to the same yisod. What's the yisod? The yisod is, Mr. Rappaport, that the seed of the takana was Hezek Ria. But now it became a kinyan of shut. Let's explain, let's see what he says. Fanir bazed the damage near Drochim Shalashi to Tosfot. Mushtachim al Darkinu Anam. The chiyu binyan akosel eino totsa man amudba eino totsa yeshira umuchrachat mehezek hariyah. It's not a direct result of hezek ria. Like we've said that as a result of that it becomes a takanas chachamim b'chiyu shutim v'zeh yisod shitas Rashi. According to Minchas Asher, this is what Rashi means. That what? This question. Why do the second owners become subjugated to the conditions of the first owners? The answer is, because how does this happen? It all emanates from the Kinyan Chatzer of the first Baalim HaKomim. This is what's built into what Mr. Kirsch had said, into the field. This is how it happens. V'zei Yisod Shitas Rashi, the Kivon Shekanu Chatzer, Sheyeshbo Kotel, once we bought, now, a Chatzer that has a wall, Memela Heim Chayalim Lachzor of Noto. It's built in. The Chiyuv Binyan HaKotel is not from Hezekiah, but it's kashur to the din mamon of the Kinyan Chatzer. Uma machar rishon l'sheni, when I, the original owners, rishonim, the rishonim, like we had said within Shitas Rashi, okay, this rishonim, what does this have to do with anything? Because the chiyuv binyan hakotel is intrinsically linked to the Kinyan Chatzer. Uma machar rishon l'sheni, he sold him everything that was tied into it, which is exactly what the Pnei Shlomo says, and it's exactly what the Shita Mekubetza says, what Rav Asher writes, quotes, that what? That afilu lo nisiratzu heim ela harishonim shabon, even if the Rishonim only agreed to it, kevon deheim ba'im mikocham, once the second guys are coming from the koach of the first owners, mechavinotam, that emanates, because it's a king and shufim that comes on the land. Efshashlazek, Kivin Rashi, explains Rav Asher Weiss, Tosfos agrees with the same concept, with one little kvesh. Tosfos disagrees, and does not say that the actual haskama between them, the Nisratsu comes, and then comes and magnetically says that whatever I buy, I follow the rules of this field of the Kinyan Chatz. But he says that what the reason is, a different reason. V'nir degam shitas atosfos is on this foundation of atakanas chacham. V'yisod shitatam, that the one who says hezek riyah lav shmei hezek, it's not because of the mitzios there is no nezek. Ella, it's not exactly a hezek gomor, la'archikat ha-nezek. Look what he says. When we originally built the kotel b'mishutaf and now it falls, it's not because of the original agreement, but it's because hitraglu. Since they were mitragel lasot dvarim shemitzina, therefore tiknu chachamim to build a kotel. Not like Rashi, because his scheme of mitchila, or them or their predecessors, that he's, Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Etzem haskama does not mechayev, but rather the takanas chachamim, because of this mitzios of shihur gulu lasot davar tzniya, this now becomes the chiyuv. That's according one way that Rav Asher Weiss explains Rashi and Tosfos, that they agree to this concept of the kinyan hashuv. Just finally, if you look, like we've said till now, we started saying this before, just to make it even more clear, Rav Asher Weiss explained what I just said earlier, that it's possible how you look at, it's all a question of how you look at Hezekiah. Maybe Rashi's looking at it one way, and Tosfos is looking at Hezekiah the other way. If you can read it inside with him. Go ahead, Mr. Kirsch. He says that the Tikra Machlok is being Rashi of Tosfos, the Kota Shadafal, near it, Ikhtar Baderach Ashram. Go ahead, Kirsch. So is it Niske Haguf or is it Niske Hamamon, like we've seen till now? With the Divrei Ramban, as we've quoted.
With the Divrei Ramban, the Kaman Dabin Tehmanal, Mivar, the head is the Havi Niske Guf, the Niske Guf. The Lathika, Loma Hanide, the Thila.
Right, we saw that already, right? But with that, we're showing him.
With that, we're showing him the Savarim, the Nahani, the Thila, Katam Ha,
Kilat Yaakov,
the Sinan Hei,
Okay. But now for our things for now. Venir l'chora. Top of the death.
Venir l'chora. The God Rosh Kisos were netliku. Vish nehad rafim amad.
Near the hill. The Tosvo. What does he say? The person who says Hezek Rialav Shmi Hezek says, I can what? Biyah Adam Nimana Milasot Varim Shabitzina Bechatzero. Mishukach Lav Shmi Hezek. What does he say? I can force you not to do things that are what? To Biyah Adam Nimana Milasot Varim Shabitzina Bechatzero. I can force you not to do Dvarim Shabitzina in your Chatzero. Is it considered a Hezek? No. One more time, Kirsch. Team, are you with me? Once I, he says, the opinion of Hezek, Rialav, Shmei Hezek is what? Even though you're not going to do Dvarim Shebetzina, I can force you to do that, and what's going to happen? That's not considered Hezek, Re'ir. But what is? Ulefizeh. What happens? So again, according to Tosfos, what he wants to say to Tosfos, really what is considered Hezek Riyah, it's like the Ramban. It's what? The concept of Nezek HaGuf. And what does he say? According to the opinion of Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, what's going on? I could do what? I could prevent you from doing your private matters in your Chatzer, and as a result of that, it's not considered, that's not considered Hezek. But what? But if Horgalu Lasot Davarat Sneya, then in that case, everyone will agree that that's Hezek Riyah. That would be Tosfos versus Rashi. Go ahead.
Aval Rashi Svirale, Nahavi Nezek Bishimush Bechatzero, Bechatzero.
So Rashi holds, according to what he said, that Nezek is not like the Rabban Nezek Gov, but it's Minias Hashish. It's the concept of what? Not being able to use my courtyard. Go ahead. So if that's true, what is Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek?
Man Svirale Lav Shmei Hezek. Svirale Diyachol Umar Lishkeno. Al Tishamech Bechatzer Lishmush Shemitzneya. Umamela Lo Tinazik. Lo Tinazik.
So let's go back. I messed it up. One more time. According to Tosfos, it's not that I can force you, but man. Okay? It's a little different than I said. I apologize. According to Tosfos, he says that Hezek Riyah is like the Ramban, that it's Hezek Aguf. Why is Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek? Because not that I can force you not to do Dvarim Shebetzina, Mr. Shriver, but what? But the difference is that you yourself can do your Dvarim Shebetzina in your home. Since you yourself can do your Dvarim Shebetzina in your own home, and now the Chatzer is not considered a Hezek. Okay? You can do it in your own home. The only time it's going to be considered Hezek, explains Rav Asher Weiss in the name of Tosfos, is when you're margil to do Dvarim Shebetzina. V'lo lamdu lizeir zemizeh. What's zemizeh? Between the Chatzer and your bias. You're used to doing Dvarim Shebetzina in your Chatzer. But normally, you being able to do your own Dvarim Shebetzin in your house, no big deal for you. That's how he explains Tosfos. According to Rashi, Rashi holds that what is the Nezek? Rashi would hold that the Nezek is Minias Tashmish. Right? It's Mamoni, it's not Bakuf. And therefore what? Keep reading. One more time. About Rashi.
Aval Rashi Svirale, the Havi Nezek is Shemesh Bechatzero. Man Svirale, the Lashmi Nezek. Svirale, the Yachogumah, the Shemesh Bechatzero, Al Yishmesh Bechatzero, the Shemesh Bechatzero. And Mamela, Lo Tinazek.
So what does he say? According to Rashi, I can tell you, my neighbor, do not use The Dvarim, Shebetzina, I could tell you. It's not that you could figure it out yourself. I could tell you not to use the Chatzer for Shema Shebetzina. And therefore you won't be damaged. Okay, skip to the end of the parentheses. Umishum kach. Kuliyama. So what does he say? So therefore, according to that shita, if we both originally agreed together that what Hari Hiknu Zelazeh Schut to do La So Shimush Zeh, in the case when we both agreed together, then it will be considered a Hezekriya. So we see it's possible that this is a machlokes between, like we had said, Tosfos and Rashi. Again, according to this shot within Rashi, if it's Mineas Tashmish, we had said you have to deal with the whole question of Rashi on Beis and Beis that seemed to say that it was like a Nizke Guf like the Ramban. We had mentioned that it seems to be within the Rashis, it's not 100% clear within a uniform sheet of Rashi. Is the idea of the Hezekriya because it's a Niske Guf, like the Ramban said? Rav Asher Weiss wants to explain that that's within Tosfot. And the whole concept of me, of you, you can figure it out yourself to do Dvarim She Bitsina. As opposed to Rashi, no. Meaning as Tashmish is a problem. And therefore, the issue is what? The issue of the Hezek Riyala, if I hold Lav Shme Hezek, is I can force you to do what? To do Mili what? To do Mili Ditsina in your bayit. Because Hezek Riyala Shme Hezek. Versus the Hezek Riyashme Hezek is what? Is whole, just normal, which is what I saw, which I said way earlier. That according to Rashi, it's Lav Dafka Dvarim Shibitsina. It's just holding back what? It's just, I want to be productive in my chatzer. It's Lav Dafka Dvarim Shibitsina, according to the opinion of Hezek Riyah Shme Hezek. And it might not necessarily only me holding you back from Dvarim Shibitsina, just regular productivity. That it's, and it's not Sar Dekuf like Rashi said on Beis Amabez, but rather it could be general Minyas Tashmish. And according to the opinion Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek, they view the point of the Tzinnah as the main issue. The